Good morning, Debbie Nixon speaking. I'm just about to read you my blog, Laugh Till You Cry, how my first book in the Life Happens series started. Now, one day when I was packing up my house to finally say goodbye to that style of living, I went through some old emails and papers that I'd forgotten and much of my stuff that one saves just in case. And the laughter helped me change my mood as to whether my husband was making the right decision about selling our house. Like the papers I had kept, I realized that I was at the point of change in my life, and these papers were now destined for the next change in their existence, the rubbish. However, as I continued to read, I wondered if anyone else would be interested in my collection of stuff and nonsense. And so a book idea was formed in a very small corner of my mind. You know how what you think about comes about. Well, that day I thought about a book in the future, not then, as I was far too busy. Procrastination at its best. Well, that day has arrived, and yesterday and today I've spent many hours copying and pasting, editing, hunting up the pictures that match the stories in my vast collection of my pictures folder, and most of all, laughing at what my friends have thought wise to send me at various times of our lives. Following are a collection of emails and fax messages sent to me since I first owned a computer way back in the 1980s. And people discovered this method of sending things to each other. Some things are rude, I must warn you now, so be wary as to who you allow to read these pages. Some stories appear racist, and I hope you don't read them as such as and only see the humour that appears in the story. They are, after all, just a takeoff of different people in the world who have habits and who express their way of thinking, which is sometimes different to those of our own. They're only words meant to be laughed at, and I sincerely hope you see the joke that was intended when you read them. I thoroughly enjoyed going through my old papers these past couple of days and remembering the person who sent them to me and what was happening in the current events of the world and our country at the time. After all, I have laughed and shared that laughter with my husband Keith, who laughed so much at some of them the tears rolled down his face, and that gave me such pleasure to see him doing that. Because I know that he enjoys a good joke, and I know there are many people out there in the world who also enjoy a good joke. Please let that be you.